Poem written in the sixth month of my wife's illness. I didn't know that when my mother died, her grave would be dug in my body. And when I weaken, she is here, dressing behind the closet door, hooking up her long-line cotton bra, then sliding the cups around to the front, leaning over and harnessing each heavy breast, setting the straps and the grooves on her shoulders, reins for the journey. She's slicking her lips with fire and ice. She's shoveling the car out of the snow. How many pints of four roses did she slide into exactly sized brown bags? How many cases of Pabst Blue Ribbon did she sling onto the counter? All the crumpled bills steeped in the smells of the lives who'd handled them. Their sweat, their body heat, cheap cologne, onions and grease, lumber and bleach. She opened her palm and smoothed each one, then stacked them up precisely, restoring order. And at 10, after the change fund was counted, the doors locked, she uncinched the girth, unbuckled the bridle, cooked cream of wheat for my father, mixed a milkshake with Hershey syrup for me, and poured herself a single highball, placed on a pink or yellow paper napkin. But this morning I think of a scene I never witnessed, though she told me the story years later. She'd left my father in the hospital. This time they didn't know if he'd pull through. And driving the hour back to the store, stopped in a diner and ordered coffee. She sat in the booth, silently crying and sipping the hot black coffee. And the waitress, she told me, never said a word, just kept refilling her cup.